You may not have heard his name, but the impact this young man left on our government is still felt today, even in things as simple as when you open your mailbox. We catch his story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Although you may never have heard his name or know little about him at best, Charles Pinckney is a man whose work still impacts our country. Rick Hatcher tells that story from Pinckney's Snee Farm, just outside Charleston, South Carolina.
It was a family place. Their main house was in Charleston, and this was kind of their getaway country place. And also, this was a provisions farm where they grew the foodstuffs for the family house.
Charles became a lieutenant in the local militia and saw combat on several occasions before being taken prisoner by the British.
In those days, as an officer, he had a few more privileges than the average rank and file soldier would have, and he was able to be exchanged after being imprisoned for about a year.
In 1779, at the age of only 21, he was already a representative in the state's General Assembly, and by 1887, before the age of 30, he had a great hand in writing our U.S. Constitution that governs the land yet today.
He spoke over 100 times at the convention. He wrote a draft constitution, and conservatively, we believe at least 24 elements of the Constitution were authored by him. Like, the president will be the commander-in-chief. That was written by Charles Pinckney.
He was the second youngest delegate to the convention, and Hatcher says his contributions are found throughout the Constitution that he helped draft.
A postal system, a monetary system, having a bicameral governmental body, having a Senate and a House of Representatives. A lot of those are all attributed to Charles Pinckney.
Charles Pinckney died in 1824, and although many Americans have not heard his name, it was Pinckney, at the age of only 29, who helped draft some of the most important pieces of the document that still guides us today. Traveling the countryside in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.